Pleasant day. Those of you in radio land, this is your speaker, Billy Joe Gentry, on the Living Word broadcast. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless those who are in need. Ask you to be with our soldiers, with their families, wherever they are in the world. Be with our sick and shut-ins and those that need a lift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Those making this time possible and helping with this broadcast is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheaton, Missouri. Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville. Also, Charles and Leona Goswick and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. Also, our regular services is Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, Sunday school, worship hour at 10:30, and Sunday evenings. Come be with us. We'll have a great time. Well, to get us started, here are the Pitneys.
After a while, well, after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's gonna shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while. Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary. Man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Yes, the man on the left was a sinner. Died to a cross he bled. He could have been forgiven, but he mocked the Lord instead. You say you are the Son of God. They nailed you to a tree. Come down and save us, if God your Father be. Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary. And the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Yes, the man on the right was a sinner too, but he was sorry for his sins. He begged the Lord's forgiveness, and Jesus said to him, fear not this earthly death. Before your day is o'er, shalt thou be with me in paradise on heaven's golden shore. Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
My rock, my rock, my shield,
my shield,
my Jesus,
my Jesus is real.
I can feel it
deeper than my soul. Whoa, whoa,
one day,
save my soul,
and he may
bring home.
My Lord, he's real.
He's real.
I can feel it in my soul.
One night,
repented.
I fell down,
on, my bended knees,
crying, Lord,
have mercy,
won't save my soul from sin.
Well, I'm walking,
not alone,
cause I'm headed
straight for home.
My Lord, he's real,
like feeling in my soul.
My rock,
my shield,
my Jesus
is real.
I can feel it
deeper than
my soul.
Whoa, whoa,
one day,
save my soul,
save my soul.
And he may
bring home.
My Lord, he's real.
Like feeling in my soul.
Come to Jesus,
repent,
get your feet on the solid rock.
He's the one
who can help you.
He will hear you when you cry.
It's Jesus,
our Savior.
He's my friend and faithful guide.
My Lord, he's real.
He will lead you to the other side.
My rock,
my
shield.
My shield.
My Jesus is real.
Real.
I can feel
I
it,
can feel it
deep within my soul.
Whoa,
whoa.
One day
save my soul.
He saved my soul.
And he made me
free and whole.
My Lord,
he's real.
I can feel it in my soul.
My Lord,
he's real.
I can feel it in my soul.
All right, there you have it. The Pitneys opening up this edition of the Living Word broadcast. We want you to know that we love to hear from you. My mailing address is Billy Joe Gentry, 46 North Thor Road, THOR Road, right here in Rocky Comfort, Missouri, 64861. All right, we had a request to have Doyle Lawson back on the broadcast, so here's Doyle.
There is a city of pure delight where many love one. Disappointment. So often here we are left alone, but over yonder hearts will grow fonder and separation will never come.
Just over yonder.
Savior upon his throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. Oh, weary pilgrim, this is your home.
Just over yonder.
Chariot, swing low and carry me above the gloomy cloud. Sweet chariot, please take me where no evil can enshroud. This sinful land is blessed with trouble. Everywhere I go, I find no place down here to rest my weary soul.
Sweet chariot,
swing away down low. I'm tired and weary as I roam.
Sweet chariot,
carry me beyond this land where sorrows are unknown.
Sweet chariot,
seems there's nothing in this world but trouble and distress. So take me where there is contentment, peace, and rest.
Sweet chariot,
swing low, I'm down in grief and shadows round me fall. Sweet chariot, I'm ready now and waiting for the call. The earthly wealth and treasures here can never satisfy. My soul is longing for that happy home on high.
Sweet chariot,
swing away down low. I'm tired and weary as I roam.
Sweet chariot,
carry me beyond this land where sorrows are unknown.
Sweet chariot,
seems there's nothing in this world but trouble and distress. So take me where there is contentment, peace, and rest.
Sweet chariot,
swing low and carry me above the gloomy clouds. Sweet chariot, please take me where no evil can enshroud. This sinful land is blessed with trouble. Everywhere I go, I find no place down here to rest my weary soul.
Sweet chariot,
swing way down low, I'm tired and weary as I roam.
Sweet chariot,
carry me beyond this land where sorrows are unknown.
Sweet chariot,
seems there's nothing in this world but trouble and distress. So take me where there is contentment, peace and rest.
So take me
where there is contentment, peace and rest.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that fine number by Doyle Lawson and the group. They do a fine job. Here's the Hopper Brothers.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand.
Goliath stood there boldly, defying God's army. There stood little David, but he didn't stand alone. He said, in the name of the Lord, I come against thee. He slew that giant with a sling and a stone.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle if for God we stand.
Lions were roaring, fierce and hungry, but Daniel knew the one he served would bring him out. The king cried, "O Daniel, has thy God delivered thee?" He replied, "My Lord has shut that lion's mouth."
If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle
before God
we stand. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? If God be for us, who can be against us? We can win the battle
before God.
All right, Hopper Brothers and Connie here on the Living Word broadcast, and we hope that you're enjoying it. Your host, Billy Joe Gentry. Well, we want to invite you again to our church services here, the Living Word Mission Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 Sundays, and worship hour at 10:30. Hope you'll come and be with us. Those helping make this time possible is McQueen Funeral Home, Wheat, Missouri, Foreign Funeral Home, Cassville, Charles and Leona Goswick, and the Living Word Mission Church right here in Simcoe. All right, we're going to move right along with our broadcast today, and here's Jimmy Davis.
The blood that washed my sins away.
This is a story of long ago, of a man who owned a little store. And I was mighty proud to have my name up over the door. This was some 2,000 years ago, as I recall. Located in Jerusalem, across the street from Pilate's Hall. I had everything I thought I'd ever need. Folks had come from miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I could ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spike nails. And then one day, a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. "Can I help you, sir?" I said with a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin. Said, "I want to buy some big, big nails. Three old rusty spikes is all I have, sir." He said, "For me, that'll do. For the job I have, three's enough. And how much do I owe you?" He placed some money in my hand. I was glad to make the sale. Then I wondered, and I asked him. I said, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man." He said, "Well, today I intend to show the world that I'm boss. For with these three old rusty spikes, I'm going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb. You'll never know how I felt. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that." As down on my knees, I knelt. He just turned and walked away. I got up and followed him. I said, "Please, sir, I'll buy them back." But he just looked at me and grinned. But across the distance, I could see the howling through the tears that filled my eyes. "Away with him, crucify him." I could hear their angry cries. And over all the groans and the pains of agony, I could hear the sound of a hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree. With three rusty nails, they nailed Jesus to the tree. The sun turned to darkness on that day. T'was the day that Jesus died.
All right, there you have Jimmy Davis here on the Living Word broadcast. Going to move right along. Here's Charles Goswick.
Some people say that they give to God from their wealth, their silver and gold. And they may think on the judgment day their silver and gold will save their soul. But shoes of silver and a suit of gold for my sins cannot atone. No, not shoes of silver, not a suit of gold. Except for Jesus, I would do my soul. Some people think that if they go to church, stand and sing, praise the Lord, well, they think their soul is free from sin, and that they're saved forevermore. But shoes of silver and a suit of gold for my sins cannot atone. No, not shoes of silver, not a suit of gold. Except for Jesus, I would do my soul. What can I say? What can I do? What does it take to convince you? You must believe in the blessed Savior. He's the way that's pure and true. And shoes of silver and a suit of gold for my sins cannot atone. No, not shoes of silver, not a suit of gold. Except for Jesus, I would do my soul. And shoes of silver and a suit of gold. For my sins cannot atone. No, not shoes of silver, not a suit of gold. Except for Jesus, I would do my soul.
All right, there you have it, Charles Gosnick on the Living Word broadcast. Well, we're going to move right along. Here's the old-fashioned chuck wagon gang.
For the Father waits on the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by. Shall be on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore by and by. Our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and all the blessings that hallow.
All right, there you have it, and I hope you enjoyed that fine number. Okay, we're going to move to our Bible lesson today, and our Bible lesson is found in the 8th chapter of Romans. Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. When I read these verses, I hear the Apostle Paul as he says, we no longer live in the flesh. We may be in the flesh, but the Holy Spirit lives in us. As the Holy Spirit lives in us, it gives us witness. In the 16th verse of this chapter says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We know that we're the children of God. The Bible says we know that we are because we've passed from death into life. We love the brethren. There should be a love among God's people that is unreal. You know what? God's love is perfect. Perfect love casts out fear. We need not fear about those things that are around us, but we need to look up to Jesus, and we need to walk in the Spirit. No condemnation in the Christian. There are those who condemn us, but we don't worry about it. The Bible says in verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. It's the sin in your life or mine that is condemned. It's not us. We're God's creatures. We are His fold. He's brought us in. He's a shepherd over us, you know. I like the story of the good shepherd. I like that very much. Jesus said, I'm the door of the sheepfold. Man climbeth up any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. I hope today that your life is estranged by the blessing to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your heart, the happiness and joy of being a Christian. You know, I like this verse in 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray, or as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, you say, I don't know how to pray, Billy Joe. Well, I'll tell you what, you talk to the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will take care of your needs. I believe today, even though we might not know how to pray, we talk to the Lord, and He will do it for us. Bible says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? Verse 24. You know, we hope for eternal life, and we're going to have it. This is a blessed hope. This is a guaranteed hope. This is not just something that blew out of the wind, my friend. It's a guaranteed hope by the blood of Jesus Christ on the Calvary's cross. For my sins and yours, and He's waiting right now to bless you. He's waiting to come into your heart and to give you what you need. And I hope if you've listened today, around the world, wherever you are, that we can encourage you to be a Christian if you're not. And if you're a believer, God help you that your faith will grow. Heavenly Father, come in the heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl who needs you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Write to me. Love to hear from our listeners. Want to talk to you about following the Lord in water baptism. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get on your way as a Christian. Well, the clock on the wall says it's time to go again. So until we meet again, from all of our sponsors here at the Living Word Mission Church and all of us here at the Living Word Church and Living Word Broadcast, Billy Joe Gentry saying, God bless you and goodbye for now.
Have 5 minutes for God. I'm Pastor Ed Wilson, and I believe there's no better way to begin each morning than spending a little time with Him. That's why every weekday morning I bring you a short devotional broadcast designed just for that. Look up God's 5 minutes wherever you get your podcast to kickstart your spiritual walk for each day, and we'll always do it in 5 minutes or less. Have you talked to God today?